Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day of inspiration and motivation because your mercies are new every morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 10 from verse 23 to 25. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly, I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It's enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Here we can just see, you know, that the Lord speaks about his students, his disciples, that they are like their teacher. And when we look at Jesus's life and thinking about persecution, we see that for the first 30 years, you never saw him fight or flight. You just saw him building up faith, just keeping his peace, getting answers. Remember, he never had a log or a splinter in his eye. And so he was instructed to have faith by his father. He didn't judge according to what he saw or heard. He judged righteously through the Spirit, in tune with the Father, who knows the thoughts of God, but the Spirit of God. And now we see him when he sends out his disciples as well, and he tells them, when you go through persecution, testing, trials, tribulation, just keep your peace. Remember that, take your peace with you, he said in verses prior to this. Just go to the next town. You know, leave them to God. Don't lose your peace. That's the way we saw in his life as well. I mean, they tested him in every way, yet without sin. And with the power of the Holy Spirit, when they wanted to kill him, he just walked out in between them and went somewhere else and went and preached. And that. So he just stayed in tune with the Spirit. He didn't get bitter. He didn't fight. And his flight was in peace. It wasn't a flight because of a bad attitude and action. He stayed in the Spirit, and then he just moved on. So the Word tells us, and as we saw in Jesus, and as we see him instruct his students here as well, he says, after you'd suffered a little, he will strengthen, settle, establish, and perfect you. We don't major on the trials, the persecution. We major on what is the Lord saying to me? What is the faith? It's no longer I that live. I don't use the eye diseases, because when I have an eye disease, I will be speaking according to the splinters and I'm speaking according to the logs in my own eye. But I'm always, we stay tapped into the Lord, and then we live by faith and we move by faith, knowing that God came through for Jesus. He came through for his disciples, and he will come through for us when we are dedicated, disciplined disciples, drawing from the Spirit, taking hold of the goodness of God. I think of the familiar verse we quote often, is Romans 8, verse 28. God works to the good for those that he loves and those that love him. And then it goes on to say, what is the good? For he predestined to conform us into the image of his Son, the firstborn among many brethren. So like Jesus, Jesus looked to the Father for help. The disciples listened to Jesus, and through listening to Jesus, they partook of the Father's blessing. Now we have got the Father and the Son on our side. This is eternal life. We pass from death into life, eternal life, and this is eternal life. To know, be aware of, able to speak about and experience the love of the Father and Son, because their counsel is with us. And here, what he's saying here as well is that they won't even be going through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Now, for the people that's just, oh, one day we're going to see Jesus, and one day we're going to know Jesus, and one day we're going to experience Jesus. Here we can see that the disciples, for a time, he speaks about it in John 16, 16. You can go read that, because he talks about that he'll be going away, and that going away would be like a woman having a birth. But once that child is born, she's no more despondent any longer because a beautiful human being is coming to the world. What's it speaking about there? He's going to pay for our sins. He's going to deal with the old covenant. He's going to bring in the new covenant where we can be born again and enter the kingdom and then in his presence be led, where he can be the author and the perfecter of our faith. And so being away for that time he was away, I like Hosea. He says, after 2 days you will revive him, that's Jesus. And you lifted him up, name above all names. And who did he die for? His bride, us, his body, his branches, his disciples. And so we can rejoice. And Hosea goes on, so that we may know him from the rising of the sun, because his coming is as certain as the rain. And so the Lord is alive. He came back to his disciples. He was away for the time, bringing about a new and a better covenant. And then he came back. And then he says so beautifully in John 14, I won't leave you as orphans, but I will come to you. And yes, in a little while, the world will see me no more. Verse 19, 14, 19. But you will see me because I live. You also will live. And in that day, you will know I am in my Father, you and in me, and I in you. How do we know that day has come? Because that is the day of salvation, where in Colossians, Paul speaks there, Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, he says, our lives are hid with Christ in God. So once we are born again, we're in the presence of the Father and Son, so that we may know them. Amen. And then he goes on to say in that there, you won't know him if you don't keep his commandments. What is his commandments? The Ten Commandments? Much more than that. It's his leadings, his teachings, his word. You love me, you keep my word, my commandments. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. And then Judas asks the question, how can you love us and not the world? And then Jesus says, because you love my word, and therefore you'll be obedient to the leadings of the Holy Spirit, and I will reveal myself to you and the Father, and we will come and make our home with you. So the reality is we've got a shepherd. We're not sheep without shepherds. And so we just need to stay in tune and run to the Lord and not from the Lord. And so find answers. Faith. It's no longer us that lives, but it's Christ that lives. And the life that we live by the faith of the Son of God. We're no longer alone. We work out our salvation now by fear and trembling, because God is with us. Amen. And he'll never leave us or forsake us. So we run to him and not from him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.